Oh, woo! Yeah, digging the music, eh?
Love that music.
Yeah, it's the theme song. Thoughtful popper. Yeah, so hey, welcome to another episode of Unfixed. I am Adam Jensen. I'm here with the undelible Andy Dufresne.
Indelible Andy Dufresne.
The undelible Andy Dufresne.
Unremarkable and indelible Andy Dufresne. That's right, back again.
Yeah, you're here. Yeah. Did you want to hear your that thing?
Yes.
All right, hold on. After the theme song, all right, let's just welcome the audience. Thank you for tuning in to Unfixed. This is the Christmas special 2017. Got a kind of a casual but still super dope show for you this evening.
No doubt.
Yeah, we got all kinds of stuff going on. We have an amazing guest, and like a you know, not what is the term that what's the term for like godlike be, but not godlike, you know, not like a god, but kind of, you know, supernatural, but more.
Mm, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
One of those.
A godlike guest, supernatural guest.
A supernatural guest. We have Santa Claus. Oh,
no way.
The real, no joke, Santa Claus.
Oh.
Yeah, he's going to be calling in. We expect his call around 9 o'clock. Because right. I made arrangements. We had to do a little bribery. We had to do a little smooth talking. But I think at the end we're going to have...
Everybody bribes Santa, though, right?
Everybody bribes Santa with their good deeds. He's a stand-in for Jesus, you know, big brother. He's watching you. He knows if you're naughty or nice.
Did you ever have to leave out cake, beer?
Oh, yeah, no. In the U.S., we leave out cookies and milk.
Cookies and milk.
And are you saying in
Ireland?
In Ireland, you leave out a six,
can of Guinness.
Yes, a sixer of Bavaria.
No, fuck off, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you hanging around with? No, you leave out a can of Guinness.
Uh-huh.
And do you leave out anything for the reindeers?
I was a cookies and milk family, but you're saying yes.
So you're just feeding the man, you're not feeding the beasts. Mm,
yeah, because there's, what do you give them, the carrots? What do they eat?
Big mistake.
Really?
Rice Krispies.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, kids out there, you know, follow tradition.
Kids are tuning into Unfixed.
All right. And I just think there's a possibility that in your family, you know, just like, oh, we have to feed the reindeer. And it's like...
Don't forget to feed the reindeers.
And your mom just grabbed her hand into a box of Rice Krispies and said, they love this.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, you don't want to be the house that pisses off the reindeer.
No.
Because if he can't get them off the roof...
They're going to shit
out there. Very stubborn reindeer on top of your house that aren't moving.
They're going to take a reindeer dump, a Rice Krispie speckled reindeer dump.
Exactly.
Andy, check it out. Here's your snippet.
Play it.
Andy Dufresne, who crawled through a river of shit and came out clean on the other side.
Yeah, baby.
He's with us.
Andy Dufresne.
He's here.
Beautiful.
He's here tonight. And welcome back. Welcome back
to the
show.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Christmas special. We're feeling merry. We got some glue vine going.
We do. Mince pies.
The whole deal. We got Christmas lights on. We have a little fire going. I made a Yule log.
I did.
I made a Yule log.
Where did you make it?
The forest made it ultimately, but you know, you select a log and you kind of keep it special and you only burn it at Yuletide.
Is that like from...
It's from Yule. It's the original pagan holiday of Yule, which is really the winter solstice. And the idea is when you burn this log that it brings the light back. So you're calling the sun back.
Right. Okay. I was at the Humanist Association Christmas do, which is a very interesting place.
What was that? We should have them on.
We should have them on, yeah. And there was a lovely woman from Iceland giving us the lowdown of their Yule time. In Iceland, they've got 13 Father Christmases or two... Or Christmas parents and then 13 little kind of spawns with, like, you know, really crazy names like...
Santa's Little Helper.
The Door Jar Sniffer.
So not the Coca-Cola Santa, no.
No, that's what they call
it. That's who's calling tonight.
The Coca-Cola Santa. Yeah, the cocaine Santa, you know, or the Coca-Cola Santa?
Everybody knows that Santa is American, okay? He's American.
Like everything good.
Yes. Christ is American. We've got the American Jesus. So, Andy, if you can do us a favor and just... What segment? It's a truncated show. It's a small... It's a shorter show than normal.
Yeah. You're depriving people at
No shower talk tonight.
During the season of goodwill and giving, you're actually taking away
miserly
from people.
Can I put another lump of coal...
Scrooge McDuck.
Can I put another lump of coal in the fire? Poke it, man. Poke it. So what segments do we have?
So we have tonight Going for a Walk.
Oh, yeah. We went for a walk, yeah, with Voices for Choice. They're carolers who change the lyrics of songs to be about progressive values, Andy.
Great.
Mostly about repealing the eighth. The choice, a woman's choice, reproductive rights.
After that, 90 Seconds with Andrea Laura.
Yeah, she's going to call into the show and she's going to go off
It's going to be Christmas themed.
Christmas theme. Oh, we've agreed. I think we actually might get her for a call at the top of the show. Anything else to look forward to?
We have got your Nervous in the Service crazy publisher, Adam.
That's right. He's wacky. He's quirky. And I've saved his voicemails. There's been a few voicemails. This one I only listened to a bit, but I've got a voicemail from my publisher saved on the old computer and I'm going to play it.
Well, that's going to be my Christmas present.
Dope.
After that, we've got our special supernatural godlike guest.
Yeah.
Mr. Claus.
Santa effing Claus is going to call in. Now, he's a busy guy, Andy. So he can call in at any time.
Especially this time of year. I mean, who would have thought?
Especially this time. He sleeps. He's like a bear. He's going to call in at any given time. So I may have to interrupt the recorded
segment.
Yeah, a
bear that spends 11 months a year in Ibiza.
I might have to hang up on Andrea.
You might have to.
Because Santa's going to call in and we need to get him on the air. He's calling in to talk to you.
Yeah, well, I've been a good boy this year.
We hope so.
Mm-hmm. Pet cemetery after that.
And you're going to try to do a pet cemetery.
Yeah, unless Santa's got a very sad story about dead reindeers.
I don't think he's going to be up for it, but I will ask him.
And then after that, the scary news.
Just some scary news, and then we'll close it out. So yeah, we're trying to keep the show tight. But I'm going to call my friend Andrea right now. Is that okay with you?
Sure, go ahead. Give her a call.
I just want to get her in. I want to get her on because she's waiting around, and I'd rather not hang up on her while we're talking to Santa.
Mm.
So let me call Andrea here. Hold on for a sec. All right.
Hello?
Andrea Lorien, I'm so happy to hear your voice. Thank you for picking up and being with a part of us, a part of the show. Here on Unfixed, we are going to do the 90 Seconds with Andrea Lorien segment here on the Christmas special. Are you ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready.
Great, because I'm all antsy in my pantsy, and I want to know what it is you have to say. We're going to do the whole thing where you give us 90 seconds of what we have branded as mind business. And we play you in, and you just kind of go for it. And we were talking a bit, but like, what have we landed on? So, what do you think you're going to tell us about for 90 seconds about on the theme of Christmas?
Everything that sucks about Christmas.
All right, so the bad things, the thumbs down elements.
Yeah.
Of all the bad. So all right. So as we always do, I'm going to play your theme song. And you just give us the mind business, and then we'll bid you adieu as we do. Is that okay?
Oh, sounds good.
All right, I love it. All right, okay, and here we go. Yeah, all right, here's Andrea Lorien doing 90 seconds with Andrea Lorien on Unfixed, the Christmas special 2017.
Okay, here's the thing about Christmas that really, like, gets me is that everybody wants to, like, start celebrating earlier and earlier and earlier. Like, it's at the point now where people start counting down from Christmas in, like, March. I'm like, that, it just happened, people. Like back your asses up. We don't need to get back into this again. Like, and, like, especially, like, where I live, we get, like, the nice four seasons. And it's, like, it's always when it's, like, summertime that there's always somebody who has to bring up, like, 200-something days till Christmas. Like, get out of here with that crap. And it's like, I'm always the one who's bringing down the party. And I'm like, well, are you buying me a good present anyways? No, you're not. So what does it matter? It's just like, unless you're like a little kid, it's just not, doesn't have to be so serious. It's like, there's always like those people who like never really left that mindset. And like, they want to like make it their magical childhood Christmas every fucking year. And it's like, Janet, you're 37. Like, you're not in second grade anymore. It's not going to be the same. Like, you can try to put up as many like sweaters as you want, but it's just not the same. And I'm not hating on Christmas. It's so much fun, but it's like, there are just some people, man, that like take it a little too far, you know what I'm saying? And then you, like, have to go to the holiday party, and, like, oh, there's always the one lady who drinks too much. And, like, the one year, it was, like, my job out of college, and I ended up doing shots of Jägermeister with Evelyn from accounting. And let me tell you, Evelyn got down in a way I never thought she would. Oh, and that party, one, I'm late because I live for...
And that's it. Yeah, we had to get rid of her.
Why?
Because it's her 90 seconds is up.
Oh, you mean like that? I thought mean like you got rid of her. Got rid of her.
Yeah, no, yeah. We had
you didn't hire a hitman to take her out.
She just got hung up on.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, that's Andrea Loren, everybody. She loves her 90 seconds, and then we have to let her go.
As she was talking there for the first time, it was like. That's like someone that you meet at a bar drunk in the Christmas season. It just goes off on one, you know?
You know, that's kind of the, you know, that's where the...
That's perfect.
That segment has been running for 10 years, Andrew.
Wow.
Yeah, Andrea Lorien, everybody. Yeah.
Happy Christmas, Andrea.
Hey, you know, as you know, Andy.
Yeah.
Unfixed, it's a segment-driven show.
It is.
We try to go back to back to back. And I'm anxious that Santa's supposed to be calling at 9 or around 9. He's going to try his best to call right at 9.
Sure, but we have time for a little update.
Yeah, maybe something like that. Yeah, we have time. I'm hoping to see the update can easily be interrupted,
right?
Because it's not pre-recorded.
Yes.
which is going for a walk is pre-recorded.
Yes,
and this is the women from Voices for Choice.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna throw that on if that's okay.
Go for it.
And then we'll be back and we'll do the Southeast Island update. And yeah, you know, maybe even the scary news.
Maybe even that.
Everything's happening, Andy. How are you enjoying the mulled wine?
The mulled wine was delicious.
Yeah.
Nice atmosphere in the Cottage of Love.
I dropped a bottle of that mulled wine on the floor of Little. It shattered. It shattered. The woman had to come over.
Yeah, God.
She had a broom and a bucket. And then and this woman goes, I have to leave, and jumped over it and ran out. Like, the smell of it hit her. And
God.
I don't know if it reminded her of something.
It could have.
There's a Weihnachtsmarkt. Bad memories. I don't know what happened, but she jumped over the spilled mulled wine and got out of here.
Wow.
You know, we take the show out of the studio and to the people sometimes.
Into
we
the
call
street.
It going for a walk. I'm going for a walk. And I say we do that. We do it right now. All right, Madam Jensen, and we're out here doing the going for a walk segment. We're here with Nina, the producer.
Yes, hi.
And yeah, we're out at the Christmas market. Where are we? What is this Christmas market?
It's the Christmas market fair at Newmarket Square.
Yeah, right. So we're out at a Christmas market, and then we're doing some shopping, and we happened upon some folks that were doing what at first kind of listen sounded like some Christmas songs, but if you were to listen a little bit more closely, they're actually, you know, progressive lyrics about repealing the Eighth Amendment. Is that right?
Yeah, we're singtivists.
Singtivists.
Yeah, we took... singing and activism and combined them so that we could get the message out there about things that sometimes are difficult to talk about.
Right.
So it's Voices for Choice is our choir. And so we usually reword popular music. So we've done Taylor Swift, we've done Don't Stop Repealing instead of Don't Stop Believing from Journey. And for Christmas, we figured we should reword some of the Christmas songs and get the message out there in a festive manner.
Yeah, it sounded great. It really did. How long have you been doing this whole thing? Like, when did you guys get together?
So we got together properly at the start of the year. We've been doing it 10 months as ourselves, but it actually came out of Choicemas Carols, that ARC, the Abortion Rights Campaign.
Choicemas Carols.
Yeah, so we're doing that again in a couple of weeks. So the Abortion Rights Campaign run Choicemas Carols in front of the GPO in December, which is where a lot of the original Christmas songs came from, and then
we
added our own. And then we didn't want to stop after last Christmas, so we continued being... singing and singing.
Yeah, sure. It really did sound great. We do have a clip, and we'll play that. Shortly. So yeah, no, great, good job, guys. It was a lot of fun to check.
If anyone wants to join the choir, we practice at 7 p.m. in Neyland's on Capel Street, and just turn up. We don't actually require any actual singing ability. Just
What days? 7 on what day?
Seven on Wednesday.
Seven on Wednesday. And you, is there a website? Or?
Yeah, there is. It's voicesforchoice.com with a number 4.
What? Twitter and Facebook.
Nice. What's the, do you know the Twitter handle?
It's voices_number4_choice.
Okay, so yeah, check them out on Twitter and check out the website and go down to Neyland's. Maybe you can sing some songs that have a little bit slightly more modernized lyrics about progressive values, right? And yeah, no, thanks very much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well done.
I'm going for a walk.
Yeah.
There you go.
What do you think?
Yeah, well...
Singtivists.
Yeah.
Choice-mas carols. Their pun game is tight, too.
Their pun game is quite tight. That was going to piss off a lot of conservative people, which is hilarious, because...
our listener base is just, they're white-knuckled, you know.
They have
fingernail marks on their palms. Yeah. Their hands are just clenched so
Why
tight.
Why can't carols just be about Christmas? keep politics out of Christmas.
Yeah. Politics and reproductive rights. I don't know, man. Civil rights.
I've got too much compassion and empathy for all sides. I just can't seem to take any sides anymore.
So while
I've grown beyond myopic.
You don't have an opinion.
No, that's not it. No, no, no.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that some issues are so divisive that it really helps to kind of open your mind to the other side a bit more, you know?
Yeah.
The only bad thing about that is, I suppose, is that you forever sit on the fence, maybe.
Yeah. It's a challenging one, really. Reproductive rights is a challenging one for a lot of people.
But I just like the way that, you know, progressive values will hijack conservative culture and subvert it for its own use.
The conservative culture, you know? Being what? Like
Christmas carols been about Christmas carols, you know? Parents like standing there thinking that they're about to hear a choir, and then the first line is like, you know, woman's body, woman's choice. Right. Like, for fuck's sake, can we not go anywhere these days?
Okay.
You know,
Hey, look, I was happy to hear it. Like, we were out at this, what is it, Newmarket Square?
Where is that?
It's like, it's near the Liberties, kind of.
Oh yeah,
I'm really. It's near. It's near that. There's a distillery right there.
The Teeling one?
Yeah.
Right there.
And,
I went to the Christmas lights.
Yeah.
The lighting of the Christmas lights there at Teeling.
Okay. I just want to make it clear that you believe that the contention here is this kind of this clash between...
I like the clash.
You're appreciating the fireworks taking something that seems innocuous.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, this is Christmas carols, it's kind of church-oriented.
And it's really good because for such a divisive issue as the 8th, it's really interesting to see how activists, for want of a better word, are able to get into every nerve of the culture and turn it towards their ideas, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, molecular revolutions, as we say in critical theory.
Yeah, okay. Wow, hey, sure. That, you know, that was a lot more insight than I was expecting, you know? I'm all for women's reproductive rights, I was all like, thumbs up across the board, you know?
A
little more nuanced opinion from one Andy Dufresne, and I do appreciate that. Andy,
just because I'm getting older.
You're getting old.
Yeah.
You're getting old.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah,
right. So, yeah, we do a little thing that we like to call the Southeast Ireland Update.
Oh,
and by doing so, we try to keep everyone up to date.
Informed.
Uh-huh, and what's going on. And the reason we're doing I'm getting a little nervous right now, Andy, because I don't know if you know this, but Santa... It might be calling into the show.
I heard
he's supposed to call at 9 o'clock.
Do you have a list of shit you want for this year?
I arranged this, and he wants to talk to you.
Oh, great! Well, I need a good talking to.
Is that true?
It's either that or a Jungian.
Analyst.
Yeah, exactly. I've been really searching. Yeah.
So hey, let's check it out. Let's check out what's going on in Southeast. And again, I'm doing this because I'm expecting a call from Santi. And so this is a segment that I kind of do orally, if you know what I'm saying. And so you know, I could be interrupted happily by Santa, who's supposed to be here in 60 seconds. Andy, I'm tempted to just like fingers crossed. Let's just effing hope, right?
Give me some news. I need to know what. Look, you can't bring up.
You can't bring up. What if Santa calls right now?
You can't bring up the Southeast Ireland update Oh, shit.
It's just music.
Oh, okay.
The real Santa's going to call via Skype.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I thought like he'd just call and say I'm outside with a bag of tricks.
He's not calling in.
Oh, he's not calling. He's calling in. Oh man! Yeah, I wanted to hug him.
Do you have any?
Pick his pockets.
Do you have any idea what the budget for the show is? It's negative money, man. I have no. We're working on credit right now.
I am walking. I am a human embodiment of negative money.
I'm with bated breath hoping right now, because Santa is scheduled to call right at 9 o'clock.
Dude, I have to say I'm a little disappointed. I thought I was going to get the full fucking show, like a dude in a costume. You'll be sitting down here and you'll have a whiskey with us. We're like, ho, 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 Andrew, sit on my lap. Tell me what a naughty boy you've been.
Jesus. No, he's calling.
All of that went through my mind in much more detail.
Do you have any idea how busy he is right now? Santa, like everybody else, has poor time management skills, and he's up at the North Pole trying to get shit together.
In fairness, Adam, I don't believe that it's the real Santa. I believe it's one of his very many representatives.
Okay.
You're robbing me of not only human contact, but Santa embodied human contact.
This is something we can bring up to Santa Claus when he calls in. You know, I'm a little, now it's 9:01. I'm getting a little antsy and nervous that, you know, he's late.
Santa's on the bottle.
Everybody knows that Santa, if you get close, he does smell a tiny bit of street rum.
Street rum, Jesus Christ. Street rum and street meat.
He's from under the bridge.
Yeah.
It's Santa Claus. Yeah.
I never want to feel like I did that day.
Yeah, right. I'm not 100% Santa's going to call in right at 9 o'clock. In fact, I'm a little. You know, I was trying to organize this last year, right? And I finally got it kind of set up.
Have you been stood up by Santa twice now?
Well, it just didn't seem plausible. It didn't seem reliable enough to have him as a guest.
What you're saying basically just didn't seem realistic that you would actually talk to Santa Claus on your podcast. You're dreaming.
It's a web radio show, Andy Dufresne.
Sorry. Yes.
It's a live web
radio
show.
You're dreaming.
Any questions on the Twitter? You got to let me know at Unfixed Radio if you want to ask Santa anything. You got to let me know.
Where is my Optimus Prime from 1986?
Oh my God! Oh my Jesus Christ! He's calling! He's calling! He's calling! He's calling! He's calling!
He's calling us! Great!
Hello,
hello, Santa! It's Andy.
Santa, can you hear? Can you hear Andy?
I can hear you. Is Andy there as well?
Yes, I'm here, Santy.
Hello there, Andy. This is Santa Claus.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm very well, Santa. It's so great to speak with you.
It's very good to speak with you, too. And are you excited about Christmas?
Very, very excited.
Oh, so am I.
Great.
Well, I'm very pleased I've managed to get to speak with you today, Andy.
You too.
I'm calling to tell you that because you've been working very hard and because you've been very kind and nice this year,
yes,
you've made it right up near the top of my nice list.
Oh my God, so, that's amazing.
Well done.
Thank you so much. Can I also be on your naughty list just for fun?
Well, I suppose I could put you on there, but I'll put a note alongside to say it's just for fun.
Ah, okay, great.
Now, I was looking at your list, but would you like to tell me what you'd like for Christmas this year?
Well, I was hoping that you could tell me.
Well, I was wondering if maybe you'd like something to do with your grades. Is that right?
Ah, something to do with my grades. Well, sure, if you can make them good.
Well, again, I'll see what I can do.
Please do. I see
that you like making movies as well, don't you?
Sure, sure. Well, all different types, so let's keep it clean.
Oh, so maybe something with that.
Maybe something with that would be great. Are you available to act? Can you act, Santa?
Probably in the new year. I'm quite busy at this time of year,
sure.
Though, as I'm sure you can imagine.
Of course, of course. Well, I mean, you've got a lot of downtime in January, February. Maybe in March, when you're properly rested, we could get together.
That would be good, yes. Mrs. Claus and I like to take a little trip in January just to rest and relax after all the busy Christmas period.
Very nice, very nice.
Hey, Santa, really quick, we've got a question from somebody that asked, you know, with the climate change, with the melting ice caps, is that affecting your home base at all?
Oh, it's not really encroached on our home base territory yet, but we're keeping an eye on it, certainly.
Right, okay. And please keep us up to date if anything changes, because, you know, we need you around. You're something we come to rely upon year after year.
Absolutely. Who else is going to arbitrate?
Now, are you going to leave something out for me and my reindeer on Christmas Eve?
I know exactly what I'm going to leave out for you, Santa.
We were just talking about that. I was always a cookies and milk family, Santa. Andy is Irish. He's from Ireland. And he said that he leaves out Guinness and Rice Krispies for the reindeer. What is your favorite thing to get? What's your favorite thing to get from people?
Well, obviously I like cookies, and whenever I'm going over Ireland and Scotland, I always keep an eye out for maybe a little glass of Jameson or malt whiskey.
Very nice.
You know, it gets very cold up on the sleigh, and it helps warm the cockles, so to speak.
What about Christmas cake or Christmas pudding? That's a big thing.
Oh, yes, a bit of Christmas pudding or a mince pie is always appreciated. Rudolph is rather partial to marshmallows, but I think they're making him a little bit fat nowadays.
Ah, okay.
Santa,
I'll have to put him on a diet.
Santa, I have a friend named Maria, and she was curious as she feels like maybe you're keeping the elves captive. Are they free? Are they free to come and go?
Certainly not. No slave labor up at the North Pole. They're free to leave at any time. But you see, they actually really enjoy assembling toys and loading up the sleigh for me. They love it. They get very excited at this time of year.
Right. They get all antsy in their pantsy and then ready to go.
What?
Yes, absolutely.
What nationality are the elves?
Oh, the elves?
Yeah.
Well, they're North Polian.
Oh, perfect. Great. Natives.
They're natives
of
the North Pole.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. Aboriginals, well, essentially.
Andy, I'm going to have to go and feed my reindeer. They're always hungry at this time of year.
Give them a good rub for me. I will, of course. Yeah, thank you so much for thinking of him. I'll definitely tell him that you've been asking for him.
Shout out to Phil. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Santa Claus.
You're very welcome, all of you, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Santa.
Very Merry Christmas.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for your time, Santa. as those things go, Andy... That cost £8.
Jesus Christ.
Santa charges £8.
Santa knows too much for his own fucking good.
He's Santa. He's always watching. He knows when you're sleeping.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, I'm just trying to put myself back into, like, a kid, and they actually hear information about their lives, and you're like, wow,
what
Santa
the
knows about me. It's such effective.
They can't deduce how Santa can possibly
not at all. Not at all.
And in Germany, you know, a neighborhood kind of plays a Weihnachtsmann. So, like, your neighbor comes in wearing a Santa suit, and he knows the kids, and he's like, oh, you guys have been good or bad, and all that stuff.
German language has ruined a lot of things. Say that again. Weihnachtsland? That sounds like fucking the tank force,
Weihnachtsmann. Weihnachtsmann.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
Weihnachts like
means
II.
Actually a wine night. You just hear, look,
you hear bad things.
Yeah, you hear German and you think Nazis, all right? But Germany has...
No. Okay. But partly.
Right. Weihnachts means wine night, okay? And Weihnachtsmann, wine night man.
That's and what I'm calling
he's a neighborhood. He's a neighborhood kid. He's a good boy. He studies hard, and he's going to major in engineering. And you had to bring up Zavor.
He studies engineering.
I don't know. He's from down the street. You pay him a tenner. He comes in a Santa suit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy, I feel like you're kind of like this really did a number on you.
I'm shook up. Like Santa knows what's going on.
He said he asked you to say hi to Phil, Andy.
I know. He knows about the movies as well. I don't know which movies he knows about, but he knows about the movies.
Yeah.
I think he might have been
referring to the video you shot with Kevin Murphy.
Yeah, well, that's just a boring one, you know?
All right. How are the movies going, Andy?
Yes.
Why, exactly. Like, Santa's American.
Like, yeah.
We all know for a fact Santa's an American.
No, but like, when someone digs into your drawers and pulls out...
He accesses your SD card on your
phone. Yeah, exactly. And you're just like, what else do you fucking know? You know?
you started to get defensive and combative.
I kind of did.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
That was awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, Santa Claus, the real Santa Claus, calling into Unfixed. It's a Christmas goddamn miracle and nothing short of it. Oh, man.
Santa surveillance.
Yeah, well, it is Big Brother. It really is. In fact, I was reading on the
web. Yeah.
There was a little thing, and like they have these false security cameras that you put in your children's room, and they're like Christmas themed. They're like red and white, and they say that Santa can see what you're doing, and so that the kids behave in the room, but they're fake.
Well, I mean, it was a very effective technique up to a point, you know, like, you know, go to bed or else Santa's not coming. Or
sure,
sister starting around the 4th of December, they could start pulling that shit on you.
You know, the truth is that we all clean up our act close to December. Like, you're a complete wreck up until, like, you know, November 15th or something like that. And then you give your little sister a hug, and then you expect your Nintendo 64.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good civilizing technique.
That's it.
Za.
So yeah, we are going to have to check in with what's going on in the southeast of Ireland, Andy.
Wow.
It's Christmas themed. I have here in my hands, my friends, the latest
Bible
issue of the Wicklow Times. And I'm going to bring to you the update for Christmas 2017. And I'm still kind of, like, hands are shaking because we had Santa Claus. It was
unreal, man.
Santa Claus on the line.
That was the real deal, man. That was the real guy.
That was pretty effing awesome.
That was incredible.
All right. So, we're going to update you. Like, this is everything you need to know. You don't need any other information other than this. This is the Southeast Ireland update. This is what they bring you up to speed on everything that is important in the Southeast. And check it. All right. So, the Wicklow Gardaí and the Christmas tree growers have joined forces to combat the theft of trees through the formation of Operation Hurdle. Okay.
Hurdle.
Paul Hogan and Christmas tree farmers met in October and outlined plans to tackle an increase in theft of trees, Andy, which has been noted in previous year in upland areas during the build-up to Christmas. Last year, 60,000 euros worth of Christmas trees were stolen.
What?
It's true. One local Christmas tree grower was tied up by criminals and had a large sum of money stolen from his home.
Holy shit.
The main focus of Operation Hurdle, it's on preventing the theft of Christmas trees. It also focuses on the prevention of other crimes such as burglaries and thefts from vehicles. Andy,
they're like the anti-Santi.
This is no mere, like, little crappy ground game.
No, this is organized crime, yo.
They have a helicopter.
What?
The Garda Air Support Unit have supported the operation.
Oh, I thought the criminals had a helicopter.
Yeah, they wish. No, they have rope. they tie a farmer.
That's all
up.
You need, man.
Yeah. They have a helicopter, the Air Support Unit, and they've supported the operation. The Garda Air Helicopter has conducted air patrols in the areas. They also have what they call the Midnight Sun, Andy. I think this is a gigantic infrared LED, a night vision
thing.
What
the fuck?
It was reported that 500 Christmas trees were stolen in November. And but Mr. Hogan says the figure is excessive. A number of these trees have been recovered. Okay, so they found trees. They set up some checkpoints as well, and they're there to keep you. So if you're planning on stealing Christmas trees in Wicklow,
do not.
No,
and you got your update here.
You got it. Shit, we forgot to ask. We forgot to ask Santi if he could do Pet Cemetery.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn it.
Sad story about Prancer.
Yeah, well, the reaction from
Prancer
local,
one, Prancer two.
Reaction from local residents has been positive. They felt safe due to the increased level of guard activity. See, the increased level of cops makes some people nervous and makes some people feel calm, and that says a lot. You know, you're talking about kind of, you know, conservatives and regressives, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Make some people feel nervous, make some people feel calm. Can I just ask a question? Are these trees still in the ground?
Some of them, and then they're sawing them and taking them in the night.
So they're going into, like, a forest, essentially.
Yeah. They're going into, like, a plant, yeah, like a tree farm.
That's a lot of trees, man.
Yeah,
for that amount.
The producer Nina's family used to actually farm trees in Germany.
Do you know who...
Which are called Baums. Does that make you think about bombing raids?
No, it doesn't. Baums makes me think about bomb, as in soothing bomb.
Oh, Baums.
Yeah, it's funny that, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, so that is everything you need
Christ.
To know. The reaction from the Christmas
the
tree
Christmas
farmers.
The Christmas tree bandits.
The reaction
and the boys in blue.
The reaction from the Christmas tree farmers has been positive, as the operation to date has been successful.
If the head criminal was dressed as the Grinch, it would be fucking brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, right. We could have made a whole deal out of it.
Gribbledy, gribbledy, grew.
So that's the Southeast Ireland update. That is all you need to know. Christmas tree thieves, beware. Be reasonably aware.
And if any of your listeners are sitting there looking or even decorating their stolen Christmas tree, I hope you feel fucking guilty.
You should. Andy, as you know, I am a published author.
You are.
My last book was a disaster.
Sure.
My publisher, though, is still willing to work with me, and he calls. I ignore his calls. I keep the voicemails for the benefit of the listeners.
You're working him into an early grave, Adam.
He's doing what
he's working himself into an early grave.
Yeah, he does
what
he does.
And, well, you're the trigger.
You think I'm provoking him.
You are.
So let's check in with him, huh?
Please
so
do.
Here's the most recent voicemail from my nervous in the service publisher. He's wacky. He's quirky. He's my publisher. And I save his voicemails, and we play them on the air, man. You like listening to my publisher's voicemails.
It's my favorite part of the show.
A lot of people say that. Yeah. All right, the publisher here on the Christmas edition of Unfixed 2017. Thanks for listening.
Ho, ho, ho.
Adam, well, this is your publisher, Adam. What are you doing there? What's going on? Oh, yeah, Adam, I'm driving around the city here, this nice winter's night, thinking about books there. Yeah, your last book, Adam, I think we have to judge as a total failure, you know, based on the warehouse I had to rent to store all the returns and other factors. And we're just going to burn them, I think. But you're still my go-to writer, Adam. Although I am thinking about maybe next time, maybe changing your middle initial there, you know? Can we do that? Adam L. Jensen, maybe. Adam Le Jensen. Go a little French there. A lot of writers are French. We can think about it, but we also need to talk about ideas, Adam. You know, so far, although I like your books, perhaps they've lacked focus a little bit. So hear me out. What if this time, Adam, we do a book about a topic there? Can we do? Or maybe you could write a fiction book, Adam. With a little story in there. Do you like any genres, Adam? What if we do a book about a writer who sends his publisher a really great book, Adam? Yeah, maybe he's struggled in the past there, and the book follows his arc there with that, but then suddenly he submits a book which wins all kinds of awards, Adam, and the author and the publisher get lots of money there for the book, and they maybe they finally even meet in person out there for the first time ever. Yeah, well, Christmas time is coming around again, Adam. That's really why I'm out driving right now. I always get reflective this time of year. You know, when I was a child, I used to ask for books for Christmas, and you know, often I'd get them. But the best Christmas ever was when I got my first library card. Yeah, and then one year, my sister, she took me. My sister took me to a book fair, Adam. She took me to a book fair, and I'm sorry, Adam. It was just it's books, Adam. You know, we need more books. I mean, it's not the craziest thing there to imagine, you know, that maybe we could fix this whole mess with a quick bestseller in a few months. I mean, we sure would have to hurry. I mean, but it's not like the craziest thing you've ever.
Get back! Get in the back seat! Get off me!
I'm sorry, Adam. That was my red-tailed hawk, Oscar Wilde. I've taken up falconry, and he likes to ride in the car. I thought. Anyway, Adam, write me back. We need books, Adam.
To listen to your message again, press 1. To save it and move on.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You've driven him to falconry.
No, I don't understand why you think that this is my fault.
You've driven him to falconry.
I don't understand
because
why
you're
it's my
a
fault.
Constant source
I publish
of
a book.
Frustration.
I
and
write
disappointment.
Books. Andy, I write books.
I know you do. And I know you put your heart, sweat, and blood into
them. He wants to publish them. And that he's going off the rails a tiny bit, and he has been for 7 or 8 years.
I don't think you can blame him, man.
But I don't think it's my fault, is my point.
Well, you're just going to take yourself out of the equation altogether? No, that's impossible. He's your editor.
He's my publisher.
Publisher,
he's
sorry. He's everything to you, though, really. I mean, you know, he's giving you good advice there, you know, genre fiction. All writers are friends.
He wants to know if they want to write a book about an author who gives a good book to a publisher and then they make money and meet.
Brilliant.
I don't know.
It could be like adaptation.
Hell of a show, Andy. Hell of a Christmas. How's your Christmas going? So how's your Christmas season going? As you know, my wife and I are trying to maybe buy a house. It's been a tense time.
Yeah.
How are things in Andyland?
Yeah, I'm probably not the best person to ask, you know. I haven't any children. I'm living on my own in Dublin.
Uh-huh.
I have girlfriends in Spain.
Okay. Yeah, but that doesn't mean
mom and my sister
things
back
are
in
bad,
Limerick.
Does it?
No, but there was a time there where I was walking around the street and I could really feel that. I could see how this season is definitely difficult for people, you know.
Right, okay, yeah.
Loneliness is like an ice-cold pin in the back of the head this time of year.
Jesus,
you know?
Man, that's acute.
Yeah, exactly. But apart from that, I always try and find something to love. So I love Christmas lights.
Oh yeah, yeah, and I did not disappoint Andy.
No, you didn't. It's great to see them.
Yeah, the abandoned bar is dressed up in festive
in
colors.
In its festive finery. Yeah. But yeah, no, we see, you know, research is a shitty life in a way because
you're working towards a PhD, right?
Yeah, exactly, and you know. There's so much that you have to do in the sense that, all right, you gotta have to be corpus mentis, be together, but you're like, God, it's the Christmas season. Shouldn't I be out doing the 12 pubs and then turn that into 24 pubs and then see all my friends and, you know, just get fat like Santa and just drink myself into, happiness.
Okay.
Know?
Yeah. And that's one path. And the other path is, you know, keeping your shit together.
Keeping your shit together. Yes. Going to people's houses saying thank you very much. Lovely evening. Yes. I'll see you again.
So, thank you.
Rather than falling asleep under their Christmas tree.
Yeah. I did that. In fact, a real quick anecdote. I did that one year and I stayed over at my friend's house around Christmas time. I was here in Ireland. I went home for a little bit and I was trying to like hang out with this cat after they went to bed.
Right.
And I went to the fridge and found some meat, some raw lunch meat of pastrami, and I tried to feed the cat some pastrami, right?
Did you kill the fucking cat?
No, just didn't eat it.
Right.
And then the next day, the dude's wife comes down, and I'm literally laying very, very close to the Christmas tree, nearly under it, right? Like, on the floor, with raw pastrami pile,
yeah.
Right? Like, and like 2 feet away from me, and his wife was, needless to say, not precisely, yeah. Like, you know, giving me awards.
Sure, sure.
So, look, we've been there.
No, no, I'm obviously giving people the wrong impression, but it's just one of those, it's kind of like holidays itself, you know, when you're kind of booked in to go somewhere and people are like, are you excited? It's like, when I'm on the plane, I'll be excited.
Yeah,
or,
me too. I'm the same way. I do not get geared up for stuff.
No. And, you know, I think Jesus, now the older you get, you got to pass it on to the next generation. And, you know,
right. You're feeling generative.
My sperm are still in my sack. So, you know.
For now, what time is it? It's 9:20. Give it a couple minutes. So on that note, let's start thinking about you know icy cold needle to the back of the head.
Yeah,
I think the correct answer to that is I'm grand and I'm having a great time.
Fuck you, Adam.
Yeah, that's the Irish response.
Yeah, sure.
I'm grand. Sure.
I'm grand. Yeah.
I'm sure. I'm grand. Okay, right, you know. As you know, Andy, Unfixed is a segment-driven show, as has been discussed, and we got to keep it rolling along, and we're going to, with your permission, change gears pretty dramatically. You know, the show is called Unfixed because it doesn't kind of stay on one topic, and so we are going to hopefully switch gears pretty dramatically right now to a different segment, and one which we normally do with a guest, Andy, but I felt uncomfortable asking Santa if he was willing to do this. In fact, it kind of seemed like he didn't have time for it.
Santa doesn't have any dead pets.
Yeah, that's right. We are going to walk down the crooked, winding path into the forest and check out the handmade grave markers of the pet cemetery, if that's
spooky.
All right.
course.
Yeah, I've done my own pet cemeteries. You know, other hosts, co-hosts have done pet cemeteries, and I'd like to hear it if you're okay with it.
Yeah,
your own very pet cemetery.
No problem.
And if you're all right with it, we'll wander down that path of the forest down to the
Stephen King path.
Yeah, that's right. It's actually modeled after that. Of course. Initially, the segment was actually birthed by I had this idea. We'd call it Pet Corner. And it was going to be about like the pets we have and the pets we
Pet
like.
Pet Corner sounds too much like Blue Peter.
And then I watched Pet Cemetery, and I was like, "That's it,
scary.
That's it.
Man.
Let's talk about the pets that we have had and that we have lost. Gabe. Let's go down the little path to the pet cemetery.
Yes,
the soil is sour. It is down there, and we're gonna go check it out. We're gonna go check it out right now.
I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery.
Right. So pet cemeteries, is that where everybody's gimp goes at the end? I don't know. But my own pet cemetery story is quite simple. First of all, I should clarify things. I grew up in a house that didn't have many pets, or had my parents, they either weren't fond of cats or dogs or just didn't want them around. I don't know. But me and my sister, we didn't grow up with any pets. We had fish. Until this day, I still have fish. The story isn't about the fish, though, but I need to tell the story about the fish, because those fucking things were eternal. They were like anti-kryptonite, or just made of adamantine, or whatever the fuck that shit is called. Got them when I was 8 years old, and they were called Salt and Pepper. Lovely infantile name. And as I grew up, I kept on getting unhappier with the names. So by the time I was 11, they were called Axel and Slash. And I think they got as far as Mulder and Scully, you know? So kind of charting my own interest and development through the names of the fish. But anyways, those fuckers didn't die for a long time. They used to jump out of the bowl and onto the floor, and got to put them back in the fucking bowl. But they were ruthless motherfuckers, yeah. Great. Anyways, the one pet that I do remember actually dying was a cat that used to come around to our house. Like I said, parents didn't buy pets for us as we were growing up, so me and my sister, more so my sister, I wasn't interested in animals. She befriended and attracted a cat called Shadow. Black cat with a little white button on its collar, like a little priest cat, I suppose, you know? And it came around to the house. My mom and my sister were very fond of it, and me and my dad were totally indifferent. And yeah, it was staying around for a good while, and one of the things that I liked to do was to crawl up on top of my mum's car, but not on top of the actual car, on top of the tire, between the tire and the body of the car, so that when the tire, or when the car was still warm, it would obviously get warm. That's what I thought anyways, and my mum was very good about checking this time and again before she took the car out. But one day, I wasn't there. I think my sister was home from school, my mum was in the house, and she went out, and for whatever reason, maybe there was something on her mind, or she just wasn't even thinking about the cat at the time, she got into the car and backed out of the driveway. Unbeknownst to her, Shadow was on the tire and rolled back with the tire, and the tire fucking crushed the cat. Now, it wasn't a slow, or it wasn't a quick, painless death. By all accounts, I wasn't there, but what I heard was that the cat was crushed, and then after the tire had rolled off the cat, it kind of got up on the kind of gravel driveway and started yelping and dancing around in this kind of spasmodic dance of death with an eyeball hanging out, and then just fucking croaked it as my mum and my sister witnessed this, you know, horror. And I came home from school that day, and I remember seeing the blood still on the stones, and was like, man, what the fuck, you know? And it was, like you said, in Pet Cemetery, we dug a grave out the back garden. We made a handmade sign. We wrote Shadow, I think, in magic marker on it. And we buried it, and we stood around, and we had a moment for dear old Shadow, who's probably still there, you know? His bones, or her bones, in the ground. God bless her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Christmas show, everybody.
It is. It's the Christmas show with the Christmas. Halloween theme.
Yeah. Pet Cemetery kind of defies themes. You know, we've had comedians on. We've had all sorts of people from walks of life. Freaks. Yeah. Burlesque wrestlers. Stuff. Yeah, pro wrestlers, you know.
Token people.
Yeah. And it's always about, you know, pets that have died.
Yeah.
See, you actually didn't see that. So you came home and you saw the aftermath. You saw
the aftermath. I saw the
blood smear.
And, you know, my mom, obviously guilty as hell, you know?
Sure.
She killed my sister's cat, in a way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sure.
Let's not look under too many stones, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, that cat needs to, like, take some culpability for the event itself. It knew that the car moved.
In a way, Adam, we're all that cat.
Yeah. You know? Andy, that's poignant, man. For real, though. Yeah, you know. I've actually myself witnessed something similar. I saw my cat get hit by a car. I watched it ride, and its death throes.
Ah, shit, I have another one. Jesus, I mean, like, it's pretty interesting that
save
your segment...
It. Yeah, put that in the chamber, baby. What were you saying? It's interesting.
I'll just tantalize your viewers with this. This is a story about a dead
a teaser.
Cat. Yeah, a dead cat, which necessitated... three teenage guys to build an ad hoc stretcher to carry it off the road. I swear to God, that was something else. And that cat was low.
Save that one, buddy.
No, we didn't save that. That was a dead
cat. No, I'm saying
cat.
Save the story.
Oh, yeah, okay. Strangely enough, that cat looks exactly like the cat in Pet Cemetery.
Oh,
you know,
right.
The
church.
Really kind of, yeah, church, church, yeah, the really kind of gray, smoky cat. It was exactly like that.
Church. All right, man. Good job. Good job. And once again, welcome to the Christmas episode of Unfixed. So it's Christmas, you know. It's a nice time of year. It's a time that we all get together.
Mm-hmm.
We spend time together. We kind of, you know.
Is this the time of year that cat spirits rise out of the grave?
No, that's Samhain, man.
Samhain. Okay, yeah,
that's when the conflating
pagan holidays.
Yeah.
Here.
It's really when the sun is at its equinox or its solstice. It's really all it's about. And then about Jesus, baby Jesus, lest we forget. So good Pet Cemetery, man.
Good Pet Cemetery.
Well handled. Yes. All right. So okay, we're gonna close it out. We're trying to keep the show. We're trying to keep the show a bit tight, and we're gonna
tight
move
but
on.
Unfixed.
We're gonna move on to your favorite segment.
Oh,
Eddie.
Yeah.
This is the scary news. This is where we bring you all the frightening news. Now, this is Christmas themed, of course.
Yeah,
scary news, but it's scary nonetheless, and
terrifying actually.
Every time that this kind of thing comes around, we all get a little I don't know, restless, a little apprehensive.
Hallowmas?
And we get ready for the segment that we call
Chris-ween.
The scary news.
It is, in fact, the scary news. And I am going to read the scary news right now, and you are going to be polite, and you are going to...
Keep my mouth shut about your accent.
It's kind of like a Bela Lugosi...
Oh, that's what you think it sounds like. Okay.
That was like a part. It was going to be like a /// but you didn't let me get there.
Okay. Bela Lugosi...
meets...
Peter O'Toole.
December 12th. Family Christmas lights used for 48 years with no bulb replacements. How scary is that, right?
That's
48 solid years, one string of fairy lights, no bulb replacements at all. That is supernatural.
They need to Carl Clark Griswold.
I finally found the name I was talking about. Spectral. I kind of went, our guest was Spectral.
Phantasmatic.
That's the word I was looking for. Yeah, phantasmatic. Again! Earlier I was like, what is Santa? He's not supernatural, but he's...
Well,
here
he's
we
not
are.
Phantasmatic.
Now we've turned into living, breathing thesauruses. A British family said that their string of Christmas tree lights had been used annually for 48 years without a single bulb being replaced. Ross Shaddock, 38, said his mother, Vina, 68... was a teenager when she brought the fairy lights home from Woolworths in 1969. Shaddock said the lights are now adorning the tree at his home in Plymouth, England. The family said the lights are believed to be the oldest in Britain to be continuously used each Christmas season without replacing any bulbs. The fact that a family has taken the time to believe that is in fact scary. All right, we've got one more item of scary news, and then we're going to wrap it up. of Pennsylvania, which sounds kind of like Transylvania, couple find 60-year-old Santa letter while remodeling. A Pennsylvania couple remodel their new property, discovering something surprising while ripping out cabinets. A 60-year-old letter to Santa Claus, C-L-A-W-S. Claus.
Get it? I do.
Michael Nahudil and Alyssa Box said they recently purchased the Shamokin building that houses their business, Dapper Tattoo, a tattoo parlor, Andy. Those people are reputable, and their accounts of details are accurate. They decided to remodel the apartments over the shop to become their new home. The couple said they were ripping out kitchen cabinets when they discovered an envelope bearing the iconic image of Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. His nose was red after a night of hard partying. The envelope contained a letter dated December 2nd, 1956, and it began, "Dear Santa, wie geht's dir? Ich bin ein guten Mädchen. Dear Santa, how are you? I've been a good girl." The couple took to Facebook to see if they could finally find the family of the letter's author. The search was initially unsuccessful, but a post of the photo from the letter came to the attention of Angela Kreller, who spawned the letter, thanks to comments from mutual friends. Krieger showed the letter to her father, John Krieger, who confirmed the letter belonged to his mother. Susan Krieger, formerly Susan Kell, said she remembered her mother writing the letter on her behalf. "When I saw it, I recognized my mother's handwriting right away, and I got really tearful."
You're just shouting now at
me. "I got really tearful," she told the news item. Susan Krieger's family met with Nahudil and Box to accept the letter on her behalf, and she was able to virtually attend from Massachusetts via FaceTime, which is also kind of scary. It's kind of like cyberpunk. You know, have you ever read, like, Neuromancer? "Everyone hopes they will find money in the wall, but I think this was a little more special," Nahidil told WNEP-TV. The couple said they were pleased to help Susan remember their mother. "I figure we can give a part of her mom back for Christmas," Buck said.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate.
It's a poorly written sentence.
Dreadful.
And it's a happy, heartwarming, scary news item. And that's about as good as it gets, actually. And yeah, and as we were kind of thinking about it, Andy, like, if you're not happy with the scary news, you know, you bring something to the table, you know, bring a new daydream, you know.
No, I mean, I think that you knocked that one out of the park. I wasn't expecting a Christmas themed
Halloween scary news. It's true, but here you are, and here we are, at the end of
here. We are, and there we go.
The Christmas show 2017.
That's it.
If you can hear the sound of my voice, thank you so much for listening to the show. Sincerely, there's no point in doing what we do.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah. So yeah, we got
Merry Christmas.
We're gonna have some Glühwein.
Happy holidays.
We're going to wrap it on up, and we're going to
say goodbye to 2017.
Yeah, you know,
welcome,
faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more.
Indeed.
Know? So, yeah, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa.
Exactly.
Any other happies?
Happy, 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 happy.
Yeah, happy, happy, joy, joy. And so thank you for listening to the show.
Good night, everybody. Thank you so much.
And thank you to Santa.
Thank you, Santa, for scaring the fucking piss out of me.
Andy is seriously rattled by that.
Fucking rattled by that joke. It's a cross between a fucking priest, therapist, and the state.
Yeah. Yes, and CCTV. Yeah. All right. So thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back in January, hopefully. And yeah, sincerely, thanks. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.